terror groups killed 22 and held 170 hostages at a 5-star hotel in the Mali capital of Bamako. Two groups linked to Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the attack. The news swept through social media sites, with many posts of the Malian flag and expressions of concern on Twitter and Facebook. More than 200,000 people tweeted the hashtag Mali. Four gunmen reportedly carried out the attack. British singer Adele released the first single from her new album, 25, a few weeks ago. When her song, Hello, was released October 22nd, more than 400 million people watched the video on YouTube. Memes and mashups were quickly produced. About 150,000 people watched a fun 10-second video of a little boy responding, Hi, to the opening line of the song. The rest of Adele's album came out Friday. The tech magazine Wired says it could be the fastest-selling record ever. Estimates suggest 25 could sell 2.5 million copies in its first week. That would break a record held by the 1990s boy band NSYNC, set in 2000. The name Katniss first started trending on Google back in the spring of 2012, when the first Hunger Games movie was released. At the time, Jennifer Lawrence was an up-and-coming actress. Her biggest roles were on a sitcom and an independent film that won Best Picture at the Sundance Film Festival. The four-part movie series is based on the best-selling Hunger Games books. Once Lawrence earned the lead role, she became one of the world's biggest movie stars. Katniss is on the tip of everyone's tongue this weekend as The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 premieres Friday night. Variety magazine already predicts a $110 million opening weekend. The website Rotten Tomatoes compiles a film's reviews into one rank and deems it as fresh or not fresh. It gave Mockingjay a 72% fresh ranking. Comedian Whitney Avalon created a short video to celebrate the movie. She created a mashup that mixes Katniss and Hermione from Harry Potter. They face off in a funny rap battle of movie princesses. It came out 3 days ago, and already 285,000 people have watched it on YouTube. Variety predicts the movie will bring the fifth largest opening weekend of the year in the United States.